Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Mike Brent. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, man. I love it, man. Just get some sun down here. It's just so great, Mike. I just can't get enough of it. How about you, brother?
Yeah, Shane was just telling me off air. He's nothing to do diet related whatsoever, but he just forgot to bring a beer. So
yeah. No.
I got you covered over here, buddy.
Yes, I did forget. It was a wild weekend. And you know, I want to thank everybody out there that's got family, that's been in military, you know, anybody that, you know, they unfortunately maybe lost during that, you know, this is a hard time. And if you know somebody, you know, reach out to them. It doesn't hurt, just a 10-15 minute conversation over the phone. You never know what that would mean. But I want to thank all our servicemen and servicewomen and, you know, and the loved ones that support them too, because one's overseas doesn't mean they're both not. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you just totally killed my buzz there, Shane, but you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you a funny story. So I'm down here with your brother, obviously. He's a war hero.
Yeah.
And he got trained down here literally in Destin, right?
Yeah.
So he said, I want to ruin your vacation. I'm going to take you to the memorial. I said, that's perfect. That's not ruining my vacation at all, right? And then, so we tried to go into the memorial. It's closed today. You think it'd be open today, but again, everyone down there, they deserve a day off too. So,
yes.
But it was kind of funny. We drove an hour to find out all the gates were closed.
No, and I'm reading the comments, Mike, because I'll be doing the comments today. So they're probably going to be extremely slow and delayed. So I apologize, but we have several military men and women in the family, and I appreciate everyone again their service and their post them in here. Benny just put, this Army vet had steak for dinner. Mike, what did you have for dinner down there at Destin, Florida?
Yeah, tonight we haven't had dinner yet, Shane. Everybody's waiting for me, so I got to do this show. You know, we're here for the cousins. Don't matter if it's holiday or what. We are locked in here, but we're going to a place called Dewey's. Everybody keeps telling us about Dewey's seafood, and I bought your brother dinner last night. And of course, it's a holiday, so he's a vet. I'm gonna have to buy his dinner tonight too. But I'm looking forward to it. Like you said. Or like you can see, I'm already drinking down here in Destin. But I feel like the more you drink, the better the food tastes, regardless of what it is. You know what?
Absolutely. And I, again, kind of a party foul. Big golfing all weekend, Mike. And it's probably time I do sober up a little bit for the weekend. So maybe a day off of some cold beer won't hurt. So, but yeah, I hate that I wasn't down there with you guys. You know, this is a big event. It's a quiet event. It feels like, Mike, in years past, it was one of those things that kind of flew under the radar. But, you know, I was listening earlier. I want to ask you this because you've probably been so busy down there sunbathing and having a good time.
Yeah.
I heard Nick Saban talking on Feinbaum earlier about, you know, and it always feels like we're getting to something. And he even alluded to the fact we're going to have to get some guys together. We're going to have to do this to get this handled and stuff. It feels like we keep kicking that rock, Mike. Are we going to get some decisions this week? Are we going to get some sort of definitive answers on maybe the future of SEC football or college football in general?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Shane, because it's been a couple days since we've talked. And I'm sure you've seen this, but maybe a refresher for anybody that hasn't, or maybe you haven't even seen it, because I know you spend about 22 hours a day on the golf course these days. But all in all, we've been talking for literally for years, but really for months, about how they're going to have this house settlement, right?
Yeah.
And what that is going to do is going to allow everybody to have about a $20 million salary cap. They're not calling it a salary cap, but that's what it is. It's supposed to be for the players.
Mm-hmm.
Around $20 million, and we could still do NIL, But the NIL all has to be regulated, and if it's not legitimate, they're going to block. That's what they're saying. They're going to block all this NIL. And then out comes Tennessee. Shane, why is it always Tennessee's a damn problem?
Off the top rope.
They signed a bill here May 1st, anybody that missed it, that said regardless of what this House settlement says, to hell with it, any school in the state of Tennessee can break any NIL rule. There's no cap. They can do whatever the hell they want. There's no repercussions. So, you know, again, this is why it's comical, and this is why I say all the time, Shane, all these people that are like, well, let's get Congress involved. Let's get the courts. You know, this House settlement will fix everything.
Yeah.
It's going to fix nothing because we got out here Danny White, and I think he's 100% correct, saying we need to collectively bargain with these players. We've got to make them employees. And people are fighting that every corner they can. They're fighting it. But until we actually get that, none of this is going to get resolved. And I think a lot – that's what they're fighting about here in Destin. Nine-game schedule is obviously what we kind of care about more as football fans.
Yeah.
But it's more about this collective bargaining, NIL, and all this salary cap, House settlement. That's what's going to dominate it down here.
And let's dumb it down for the dumb cousins out there. And what exactly can you break down collective bargaining? Because I keep hearing it thrown around. I have a pretty good idea what it means, but in layman's term, what are we talking about here?
Sanchos. Sanchos says the hell with that.
Damn, Sanchos. Well, jeez, is this right? Am I reading this right? Gifted 50 that SEC football podcast membership. Sancho, damn, come on. I don't know how to do the jingles, but I appreciate you, Gus.
Oh, yeah, we need JP. Gosh. JP needs to make Sancho's a sound effect. Hold on a second. I could do this one.
Welcome
that works.
To the family.
Welcome to. Let's read. Are you going to read all 50, Shane?
No, I can't. I don't even know how to do that. But I really do appreciate Sancho. I mean, that is big time, and I really do appreciate that. And also, cousin JR, the legend, is also in here, putting in some. So I mean, he never takes a day off, Mike. You know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a holiday. Doesn't matter if we're on the beach. We're drunk as hell. Shout out right here, Shane.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
All right. Sancho says read them, and I'm reading them.
Yeah, I think you should, all 50.
Yeah, I'm going. Here we go. Let me get to the top here. Oh, my gosh. We're going to be here a minute because there are probably going to be some complicated names. All right, John. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. John's already a member. All right. They hate me. JoJo Ha, Alto Rick, Husker 77, Garrett Weaver, Trey Jackson, Mike Larrabee, KJ Goaded, Sinless Sphere 8, cool name, Tony 2X, you remember when I used to read reviews? Lemuel Jones, Byron Houston, The Wild Bob, ETV, Greg Puckett, John Carruth Jr., Rusty Bridges, cool name. Aussie Maverick, long time no see. Freed's already been here. Seth Davis, Gigum Bart, Cyber, Community Notes, Joshua Willis, Mason Mullins. I think I accidentally read some that are already. Brian, we need some more Brians. Chris McKnight, Charles Heron, Justice Served. Oh, that's a cool name. Yan Chow. Oh, friend of mine. Matthew J. Stuart Alexander. Rampart Rod. I think that's a poor name. Carl Marx. Will Dewey. Shorty. Jason Franken. Kerpow. Vandy Dandy. Payton J. Top of the Bleachers. Holy shit, Mike. Tim. Gator MF. Josh Strickland. Daniel Blair, Blueberry J24, Corey Timmons, Brian Gates, Mike Rutledge, Dean X Machine, Kerry Grimm, Art Wheeler, Alex Sheeler. Welcome to the family!
Shane, some of these comments, I'm dying laughing. Liquid said, Shane's having a stroke. Cousin Benny says, sounds like Shane's about to tell cousins a white Chevy Tahoe has his lights on outside the restaurant. Cousin Joshua says, I think everyone watching is officially a cousin now.
We're still waiting for people to join so they begin.
And then, hey, Jared Jones, he also gifted a membership, Shane. So let's shout out Cousin Jared as well. We appreciate
thank
you, buddy.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate you. Man. And thank you for he's a veteran as well. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And that, you know, that's the real reason for the holidays, not this nonsense, but
I haven't read that much since eighth grade, Mike. You know?
Liquid says I counted 49. You missed one, Shane. Start over.
I probably did. I apologize.
But hey, so there's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of battling here apparently. So, I mean, it's just wild that this is all down here. How about this though, Shane? This is what I'm one thing that I've picked up on. Again, there's nothing official, right?
Yeah.
But 9-game SEC schedule. We've been talking about it literally for years. May not officially pass this weekend. I think it's going to pass. And sorry for the wind. You're probably picking up nothing but wind here. But 9-game, I think it is going to pass. It may not officially be this week, but I think in the coming months. But here's the wrinkle. Here's the interesting part. Instead of just doing the three permanents like we've been talking about forever, there's a lot of talk that what they're going to do, and I think this would be genius, Shane, they may do it to where if you're like an elite team, somehow your rotating will be like elite teams. And if you're at the bottom, your rotating will be other teams at the bottom. And why I like that is because we want, you know, like last year, Georgia, Texas, those games were awesome. We want Georgia, Alabama. We want Tennessee, Texas. You know, these are the teams at the top. If they were elite last year, have them play each other this year. And if you're at the bottom, you know, ask a Mississippi State fan if they want an easier schedule. You know, they deserve it after the damn gauntlet they just went through. Yep. So there's discussion that they may change it annually based on how you perform. Does that make sense? So one year, if you're lower tier, the following year you play more lower tier teams, and I think that gives you an opportunity to climb up the rankings and maybe make the playoff.
Is that what you want, though? I mean, you're still guessing. I mean, how many times have we come into a season where say, hey, all the chips on – I mean, how many times have I said Texas A&M is going to win it all? You know, and then all of a sudden we load them up with a tough schedule and they get their ass kicked because of it. I don't know. I feel like 9 needs to happen, and the 3 permit, I don't know why we keep talking about it. Everybody wants it. The only thing, my only concern, and I'm not wearing my tinfoil hat, but I kind of am, you know, and this cool Columbia hat. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But expansion, you know, like if we put all of this in one basket and say, okay, let's do the 9-3, let's just make it official, and then 3 years later we add 2 more teams or something like that, then all of a sudden all that noise just goes right out the window. So the fact that there is feet being drug here, that's one of my concerns, is that we're also talking about, you know, growing as a conference. So I wanted to give Jared Jones a shout out here. He donated earlier. Is it true that the SEC can kick out Tennessee if they don't sign the agreement? Is that true?
Yeah, that's another thing. So this is fascinating, Shane. So again, going back to, we got shout out Max Santos. He gave us a 50 gifts or sidetracked us. But so Tennessee has passed this law, right, where they don't have to do NIL laws. They can do whatever the hell they want. And you better believe, Shane, the rest of the states are just going to do that if Tennessee's allowed to get away with it. So according to Ross Dellinger, there is some kind of agreement going around the SEC where regardless of what state laws Tennessee or anybody just passed, if this house settlement does become official and we got the salary cap and NIL deals have to be legitimate, we can't just be giving people millions of dollars for posting on Instagram, that, you have to abide by the rules or then kick your ass out of the league. And I think that's the only way this is – I think it's legitimate. I really do. I think Tennessee and Vanderbilt can be kicked out of the league if they refuse to abide by these laws.
Yeah, well, when you say kicked out, you mean kicked out of the conference or kicked out of the league as a whole?
I mean both.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they said they'll refuse to play him as well. So, I mean, it's just like it's like a doomsday scenario. Who in the hell is going to break the rules when you're doing that? But, again, they could get sued, but is Tennessee going to sue the SEC? No, I don't think in a million years that would ever happen, that one of these schools is going to sue the SEC. Otherwise, the whole damn thing would crumble on itself.
Now, have you heard from other schools doing this, not just Tennessee, not just the state of Tennessee? Because it seems like you wouldn't just come out and say this if you didn't have, you know, a couple buddies that said, hey, if you do it, I'll do it, top scenario.
I think there are a couple other states that have done this, but none in the SEC.
Okay. All right, well, at least we're not all the way on an island, you know.
I think they are. I think Danny White, again, he thinks all this is stupid. Well, yeah. Stupid. I mean, I shouldn't speak for it, but he says this is not going to work. And I've heard that from many people, Shane. I mean, this is fantastic, right? But, I mean, this is very simple. Again, this they're trying to legitimize NIL.
Yeah.
If Cousin Shane says there's a five-star quarterback in Sevier County, I want to give him $50,000. All he's got to do is come on that SEC podcast for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
How is that? They're going to say, well, that's illegal. You can't. It's not worth. How can you do that? I mean, it's like it's un-American, right? You could give money. You could give people money for whatever the hell you want. And they're trying to say with this salary cap that it all has to be legitimate. It's not going to hold up in court. All this whole house settlement that'll get destroyed in court within a year.
Yeah.
No, so what is the point of saying this house settlement's going to fix everything when a year it's probably going to be dead?
Robert says if Tennessee could get kicked out of the conference, there goes Shane from that SEC podcast. Just be me and the Notre Dame guys, you know.
who we add if we kick Tennessee out? Who we adding?
I don't even
Clemson, orange and white.
It don't matter. It don't matter. We built this place, you know. You can't kick us out. So I'm with you. I feel like this is a little bit more noise than news, if you will. But you know, again, this is the prime example of what I was talking about, Mike. You know, you can't sit there and say, well, we need to do these decisions, we need to make these choices, and then do nothing. Sit down there in Destin and talk about, you know, your sunscreen and your fishing trips and shit like that. No, you gotta make tough decisions. And I admire, I mean, Dante Plowman came out with a YouTube video. This wasn't a leaked video. This was planned. These two got together, you know, great video. If you've not seen it, University of Tennessee put it on YouTube. But I mean, after the show, of course. But they came out and they kind of, he said, this is what we're doing. This is what needs to happen. And you know, it has to start with the domino, you know, but I am curious after the timing of it all, right before Destin trip here, you know, and right after, I just feel like we're at the tip of something here, Mike, tip of something special for all fans of the SEC.
Yeah, no doubt. And another huge thing that they're going to be discussing here in Destin, Shane, is what the SEC should do with the college football playoff and whether they should push forward with, you know, trying to get four automatic bids every year regardless. Mm-hmm. Greg Sankey, this is a comment, just came out. He's speaking at this podium, right? We are not committed, he's talking about the SEC at this point, to anything. We are interested in the automatic bids, but he says they're not committed to it. So whatever the hell that means. But what are your thoughts on the SEC? Because I think we're different here, but I just think it's un-American, Shane, on a damn holiday like this to say we're going into the year, we got to guarantee the SEC gets four spots every year in the playoff. Because, Shane, this is the biggest, the baddest. We got all the best players. We got the best coaches. And no one even debates anymore at the best fans because everybody already knows we got them all. We're the best. We shouldn't need anything handed to us. And particularly if the SEC – or excuse me, the college football playoff goes to 16.
Yeah.
Which is almost a guarantee it's going to happen. They're going to go from 12 to 16. to say we automatically deserve four before a single snap has been taken, I think that's idiotic. And I think the SEC will get four or more every year. In an off year like last year, I don't think they deserve the four. I'm not trying to debate that. But what's your thoughts on SEC potentially saying we got to get guaranteed four spots every year?
Well, I don't like using the word guarantee because I do think it's kind of a coward's way out. But let's just call it like it is, Mike. The committee screwed over this conference last year. And say what you want. Alabama shouldn't have got in. South Carolina shouldn't get in. But if you were power ranking Arizona State in this conference, would they have been behind those two teams?
Yes, they would have been.
Would you have put Indiana behind those two teams?
I think I would have, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the guarantee for me, Mike, is so that kind of nonsense doesn't happen again. We all looked at that bracket last year and said, hey, this ain't the best in the country right now. Now, I'm not trying to give a free pass to Bama and South Carolina. You know, you had to an extent, I guess I am, but I can't say, hey, I'm going to sign up for a 9-3 or a 9-game SEC schedule. So make it even tougher than it was last year. And if they don't hit that 10-2, they're out. I just, that can't happen. And I feel like that's why the word guarantee is floating around, because even though Big Ten, I felt like snuck some teams in there, they can't sit there and say it won't happen to them next year either. So, yeah, I'm a little torn on the word guarantee, because at the end of the day, we need a better committee to say, just eye test this thing and say, Team A is better than Team B. And it's going to hurt Team B's feelings because they're undefeated in a shit league. But let's just call it like it is. Florida State last year did not belong in a playoff. So that's kind of what I want to see. Not so much guarantee. It's just let's just call it like it is.
Put in the 16 best.
That's it.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
But no guarantee. I'm totally against guarantees.
Yeah, I don't like guarantee, but they played themselves, you know, as what's his name says, you know. I feel like what they did last year is the reason that we have a little reluctance during this offseason.
I hear you.
Let me read this, because I want to thank Glenn for donating $10. Three more days until five SEC teams play in the WCWS, and I agree regarding 9 SEC games. Boomer!
Sooner!
Thank you, cuz.
I think I forgot. We always forget we have these.
Where's Sooner?
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
we got
nice.
The sound effects.
You found the sound effects. That's awesome, man. But yeah, all that rambling, I hope that made sense, you know. I hope that there is I hope something comes out this week. I this talking has happened for the last 3 years. Let's do something.
Right. And I'm already, you know, I hate, because we're trying to hype all this up, right? I'm down here and everything.
Yeah.
And I know it's early, but this event is getting hyped up like it's the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I can already tell it's I don't think it's quite of the magnitude that people are making it out to be. But I am happy to be down here. And you know, it'll really get going tomorrow. But I'm kind of fascinated, because this is my first trip to the SEC spring meetings and to see how it goes. And hopefully I don't get escorted out or anything. You know what?
Yeah. I mean, it is early, Mike. You know what I'm saying? It's extremely early. And you look a little shady there with your Alabama Jones hat on. You
know? I've been wearing this since the moment we touched base in Destin. I'm not taking it off till we leave. This is my party hat.
Oh yeah, well, you're ready to do it, that's for sure. So what is on the agenda this week, Mike?
I don't even know. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like a secret or anything. I'm not credentialed for it, so I don't know. But I know Paul Feinbaum he's about to touch base here. I don't think he's landed yet. I went there to the where we're right next door to the event. It's the Hilton Destin, and they're setting up the Paul Feinbaum show. So he's going to be on location. So hopefully we'll be on there at some point. But really, I mean, there's a bar and there's a ballroom, and I don't know if I'm allowed in the ballroom, but I know I'm allowed in the bar. So I'm going to be hanging out in the bar trying to catch people and talk to them. You know what?
Yeah. Just hide behind the bushes there. You know,
if I see Sankey, I might turn the other way, you know, cause I don't want to get on his bad side or anything. You know what?
No, absolutely, brother. I tell you what, weather's been bad up here, and I hope everybody got over the rain. It just feels like it's rained every day you've been gone, Mike, you know.
Yeah, usually that's how it goes when I leave the state, right?
That's right. Oh man. But so all the coaches will be down there, right?
Yeah, so all the coaches come, and all the who's really important, I know people think it's the coaches, but it's really obviously the ADs, but really the important people is the university presidents. They're the ones that vote on whether we're going to a 9-game. They're the ones that decide whether we're expanding the play. Whether we're expanding the playoffs. So those are the real decision makers, and they're all in the meetings, you know, and they do the votes. I believe it's on Friday, the university presidents, and they don't even have to vote for, you know, for years we've been expecting them to make this decision on a 9-game schedule, and they just don't vote. So nothing is set in stone that they will, but, those are the power players, so to speak.
Everybody thinks I got mayonnaise or powdered donut on my nose. The prop is backfiring on me, Mike.
I tried some of that. My girlfriend here, we tried two different sunscreens. Couldn't get it to really work, so I just abandoned it. I'm glad I don't look coked up down here, you know what?
Yeah, well, you still – I mean – you know, you kinda, look like right out of an 80s film, you know.
Well, I'm also trying to look like the most relaxed guy, because that's another thing. All these media boys tell me, right? They're like, man, they are literally maybe 60 feet from the beach, right?
Yeah.
They're like, you get no time at the beach. You're in this damn cold ballroom. And I said, well, hell, if you're going to be in the cold ballroom, I'm going to be on the beach the whole time. So I would be on the beach. And if they want to come out and talk to me, then come out and talk to me. You know what?
No, no. I you need a little break too, you know, Mike. I mean, seriously, everybody knows that you carry the show. I just show up occasionally 10 minutes late. So, I mean, the comments are wearing me out. I am just reading over here. So I apologize. Some big words here. Can we dumb it down in the comments section so I can keep up, brother? So. But no, I appreciate all the cousins getting on there. It's a big time, you know. We're seeing the baseball and softball, and again, we don't cover those sports, but we know how important it is. And you know, there was some, I saw some Aggie fans a little upset today, but I saw some Tennessee fans a little happy. So you know, it's just the beauty of this conference. But we're within 100 days, Mike, and I'm glad nobody's reminded me about the walking, because I'm doing plenty of that on the golf course right now. But, you know, it's funny. You start that 100-day list, then all of a sudden you're in the 80s and you're talking about receivers or 80-yard touchdowns, and then it's 50-yard touchdowns. And then next thing you know, brother, we got kickoff coming. So it's going to be here sooner than later, and I'm looking forward to it. I told you this a million times. I feel like 2025, forget all the noise for a second. Forget all the shit we've been talking about up to this point. I do think that this league has never been closer than it is. I think the top is lower. The bottom is higher. We're going to have some of the, I think, best football games we've ever seen in our lives this year.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Shane, I put this out. We haven't talked about it. But you know how I like to mix things up here with the graphics and whatnot. How about this? I did home records the last 6 years. Who's got the best home field advantage in the conference? And again, you know, a lot of people bicker, and understandably, Oklahoma and Texas, they only have 1 year in this conference. So, you know, that different schedules and all things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one thing that really stood out to me, if you're just listening back later, Missouri 32-9 is – phenomenal. It's in the top half. Again, if you take out Oklahoma and Texas, and I'm not saying we should, but I think it's fair. You know, they're top five in the SEC the last 6 years. Meanwhile, South Carolina all the way down there, 24-16. That is 13th in the conference. Auburn gets all this hype for an elite home field at Jordan-Hare, 26-16. But again, they've been kind of down, and you know, you can blame a lot of that on Brian Harsin. Tennessee fans are mad, Shane, because this goes back before Heupel. Tennessee's been elite under Heupel, 31-11 the last 6 years, though, at home. Tennessee's been, which is kind of middle of the pack. What stands out to you about these home records the last 6 years?
Well, I think Oklahoma, 32-5 is for me, because again, I feel like Oklahoma had a terrible opening act, and it's going to linger a little bit until they refute. You know, it's like, honestly, you poll any SEC homer out there that really didn't follow these football teams. You know, right. They thought when Texas, Oklahoma were coming over that Texas is a pretty good team and Oklahoma's not too bad. I know that pisses off, you know, Sooner fans. I've talked to a lot of Sooner guys and girls, and it should, because the fact is 32-5 is a lot better than 29-8. So I don't believe Oklahoma has been given the respect that they deserve, but now they got to earn it. And so I see that it can be done. It just needs to be done. So that's one of the big ones that stood out to me, brother. And you know, sneaking up my little Mizzou, my little home away from home, 32-9. You know, we've been sleeping on these guys for many, many years, but again, Drink, being one of the most consistent coaches over there right now, has put out 10-win seasons multiple years in a row.
Yeah, and a common question I get, Shane.
Yeah,
why'd you do 6 years? I'm gonna reveal it. I've not revealed this to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We did this last year. We just did five. We did the last five.
Yeah,
and I was too lazy to like delete the first year, so I was like, well, I'll just carry it over. We'll do last year. So sick. So here's a teaser. Next year, it's going to be last 7 years. I'm not deleting anything. Just letting you know how my mind works over here. You know what?
Yeah, you know, it just means more, Mike. You know?
Yeah. Oh, hey, how about this, Shane? I know we. Well, I'll save the food talk to the end. But did you see Sam Pittman the other day? I'm just kind of curious. Our Arkansas fans. He said, you know, his plan is to coach at Arkansas 3 more years.
Yeah.
And Arkansas fans, I think that were already on the ledge. Some of them jumped. But what's your thoughts on Sam Pittman, who we love dearly?
Arkansas fans are like, here?
Yeah, that's his plan. Three, I think that's his full contract. He plans to run it. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I you know, honestly, I think we do this every single time. Sam, he's a great guy, but I don't think he lasts 3. And honestly, if a coach comes out here and tells you an expiration date, you can usually subtract 2 years from it. And the reason is you're recruiting. So you don't want to recruit a kid and say, you know, come here to Arkansas, work with me, but you've already put a date out there that you're leaving. So, Mike, well, I hate to say it, I feel like this is Sam Pittman's last season.
Well, I understand that logic, but in today's college football, Shane, the rosters basically turn over every year.
Yeah.
So if I'm a recruit, I don't really care about that. I think it's a year-to-year business, right? And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but that's the way it is. So I don't think there's many guys that are signing that line for any of these programs that are saying, man, I can't wait for 4 years. I think the vast majority are saying, I'll be in the NFL by year four.
Yeah.
Or if it doesn't work out here, I'll be transferred somewhere else. And hell, let's say Sam Pittman only has 2 more years. Then at the end of that, I'm going to reevaluate and I'll jump in the portal anyway.
No, I get that. And you're probably right. It doesn't carry as much weight as it used to back in the day. But I'm just pointing out the fact that most coaches that tell you when they're going to quit don't really know when they're going to quit. And I feel like it's going to have to be a big season for Coach Pittman, and doesn't necessarily mean he is leaving Arkansas. It wouldn't blow my mind if they hire somebody and Sam sticks around with that O-line or something. The guy loves the University of Arkansas. He loves coaching. I don't think he wants to get out of it, or he would have years ago But it's just, is he going to be the head coach there? I don't see it. We're going to need a big season from them for me to kind of turn the tide, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, so here's your favorite part, Shane. I wanted to ask.
Yes.
We've been doing some good eating down here in Old Destin.
Yeah.
I treated your brother and his lovely girlfriend. We went to a Korean steakhouse.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
Last night. And it was one of the. Have you done one of these, Shane, where like there's a grill in front of you and you actually got to do the work yourself?
No.
Well, first of all, his first reaction was Shane wouldn't have done this.
Nope.
He is not cooking his own food.
No. Well, some things you take in skewers too. You put in. I've never done one of those. There's a fancy one up in Gatlinburg. You know, you put like cheese and stuff in.
Are you talking about the melting pot?
Yeah. What is that called though? What is that process called?
Like a fondue?
Fondue, yeah. Never would do that. I've heard people leave there. Now, granted, they're fat people, but I respect them. You know, if I'm asking somebody where to eat, you know, a skinny guy like my brother, I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it was great, you know. But, Mike, did you like it?
Well,
no, Mike, you're slim, too. I shouldn't have said that. That was me.
I'm not very slim these days. But you know, he kept saying it was torture because what it was they would bring you a couple things of food.
Yeah.
A couple slices. Like it was, you know, sirloin. It was a filet. But you could only really cook one at a time because the grill was not that big. So you'd cook it, and you'd sit there and just get hungry, and then you'd eat it real quick, and then they'd have to bring you more. And it took several hours. Several alcoholic beverages were consumed. You know, it was like a full course. You know, desserts were had.
Yeah.
But I want you to guess. I've never, and I'll just give you a hint. I've never spent this much in my life on food, and I regretted it instantly because I had it in my head. I was like, I'm going to pay for dinner. I'm going to be a nice guy. It's Memorial Day. He's a veteran, you know. So I wish I would have told him that before he started ordering all those rounds. But what if you could ballpark it, what do you think dinner cost?
Four of you, right?
Yeah.
And, man, there's some small people in your crowd. I would say, I don't know, $220.
Double it.
$400? What the hell did you drink?
$450.
Like, were you top shelf in it?
I think your brother's a top shelf kind of guy.
I know. He likes him. What is he like? Him little smoking. What do they call him? He always gets them. Old fashions.
Yeah, he had about half a dozen of those. It was a big night. It was a big night for him.
I better be fucking. I'm sorry, Mom. Didn't mean to say that. I better be stuffed if we're spending that much money on food. You know what I'm saying? You know how many gold corral business chicken wings? I mean, at the end of the day, you know that's I've always told you this, Mike. There's a fine line between price and service and the food. And if I've got to wait really long, it better be really good. If I've spent a lot of money, it's got to be. But it's almost to a point where. Too much is too much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was looking at my American Express account the other day, not too long ago, and I was looking for the most expensive meal I've ever put on that card. And you know when it was? It was when we were together. Actually, we didn't eat together, but Ole Miss came to town for that Tennessee game. We ate up there at the Ruth Chris, and I think there was six of us, seven of us, something like that, and all the meals and stuff. But I spent... I think over $400 for that. Now, that was a good meal. I got appetizers. I enjoyed the steak. I like Ruth Chris. Some people say it's overrated, but I think it's delicious. And wouldn't go there often because it is pricey, but that I can get behind. $400, I got to do all the cooking myself, and I left there hungry? No. I would be upset. I'm surprised you're not more mad.
Well, I'm. This is like my therapy session here, but where would you stand on a tip? And keep in mind, the service was very, I mean, average is kind, you know, so below average, didn't refill the waters. And the tip, 20% was like $70.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Mike. Before my wife, I was the worst. I was always like, if the Lord don't get 10%, they don't get, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I was right there at it. And, she was a server when she was younger, and I feel like that kind of pressure got to me. And honestly, I'm a pretty good tipper. I think 20% standard, even if the food didn't go, I'm pretty much going to hover around 18-20%, mm-hmm. depending on service, sometimes more. I've really had some great experiences and just say, hey, here's $100, you know.
Retired working man, this is exactly what your brother said, is we should have tipped ourselves since we did all the work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't go to Golden Corral and say, now, okay, I just lied to you, Mike. I don't go to the golden trough and say, all right, they're getting 20%. I leave them some money, but I'm doing all the work. I'm going up there and get the plates, you know what I'm saying? So I'm right there with you. They brought me some drinks over. That was nice, but that was about it. So
okay. Well, yeah. I left her the full 20%.
That's good. That's good.
But I didn't feel great about it.
And tips. Tips are getting crazy, Mike. Tips are getting crazy. They asked me the other day at Taco Bell to round up to help their education system or something back here. I'm like, ain't one of these bastards going to college. You know what I'm saying? No. You want a tip? Give me some more fire sauce, you know?
Yeah. It was not a joke, Shane. As soon as they landed. So, mm-hmm. again, your brother lives far, far away. We call him the Flying Hawaiian for a reason.
Yeah.
And his lovely girlfriend said, I said, where you guys want to go? I'll take you anywhere you want to go eat. You already know where she wanted to go, right?
No. Where'd she want to go?
Where's your favorite place?
Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel it was.
Get out of here.
Not even a sponsor. She wanted the blueberry pancake, so we took her, got her blueberry pancakes. She loved it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wish you guys would have waited for. Yeah, that's how you get me. You know, you can send me pictures of the pool and the beach, and that's all right. You know, but you start sending me food pics. You know, next thing you know, Shane's going down 65. just walk in. Fancy seeing you here.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, you got any other questions here? We got dinner to make, but I can hang out for a little while if you got anything else for me.
Well, I'm seeing if because got anything. Any family members want to say anything? And let's see. I tip. Here's a liquid says I tip 25% regardless of service. I worked in service. You never know what's going on behind the scenes. That's the truth of it. You know, because I hear more horror stories because my daughter's now in it. And, you know, there's people that go into Cracker Barrel and they leave a $3 tip on a $30 bill. You know, it's just like that's her. She doesn't make any money. That's her gas money. And you giving her $3, I've got to give her gas money. Come on, tip in a little bit.
How about Cousin Benny? Did you read his comment? The guy on the Cracker Barrel logo was Shane before he started eating there.
Yeah, I was just a wee lad, but I've been doing pretty good. I'm down, like I said, if you've been following SEC cousin Shane, I'm down 58 pounds doing some golfing out there. So yeah, just trying to slim down before media days, which is coming around the corner. It'll be in July, so almost a month and a half. Mike,
I've been doing good till this trip, so I may be going in the wrong direction this week.
So let me ask you something, Mike. I have a feeling I'm about to do something I'm going to regret, but my wife, she's also having those feelings. But I'm thinking I could be a good boy. Okay, so the other day I'm sitting there and I get this email, and it's from Harris Casino up here in Cherokee, right?
Yep.
I said, hey, we ain't seen you in a while. You're going to lose some credits. And so I was like, I don't need the credits. And I got to look, and that's like, you know, I built some pretty nice little system there. So I was like, they're kind of taking it away from me. And then they sent me this other thing. They said, if you come up, we'll give you $240. The next day, we'll give you $110. We'll give you a free night hotel, free golf trip, and some sort of concert. I didn't know what the concert was. It's like some old concert. And right. I was like, that's a pretty good deal. So I talked to my wife and she says, well, you promise not to spend any of our money. And I promised her, Mike, but do you think I'm going to be able to keep that promise? Should I not go or should I go?
I think if you keep the promise, I think you should take full advantage of that. Now obviously they're bringing you in there. Mm-hmm. For a reason. They're trying to rope your ass in to go go hog wild up there like I know you could do. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a tricky situation. I think a weak man would not be able to handle that very well.
But a strong man?
A strong man such as yourself, I think you got it.
Because I'm due, you know?
Here, how about this? Cousin Sam says, last time I got a free 200, I lost 3,000.
Yeah. You know, true story, the last time, this is why they want me up there, Mike. Last time we went up there, I stayed for two nights, and we killed it. I mean, absolutely slayed it on first night. And I felt great, man, going into day two. Man, somebody kid getting kidnapped or something behind you there?
So yeah, the missus. We were looking to get one.
Day two, lost it all and then some. You know, it's a sad walk coming back from the ATM machine day two when you were up, you know, pretty good day one. But don't go. Don't go.
Do they have a podcast set up or anything like that there? Like a studio? Like a? I'm sure they must have a stage or something.
You know, I talked to a lot of Oklahoma guys that do stuff with some casinos. Maybe I should get over here. Maybe I'll do it as a business trip. You know, I'll just ride it off.
Yeah.
Go up there and talk to somebody about potentially sponsoring that SEC podcast. Because then I could do every show up there, Mike.
Exactly. So, you know, maybe they get you up there for something. And then at the end of the day, you take them for something.
Oh,
they won't
good.
Be looking for that.
They're slick, man. I'll live stream it so you guys can watch me win all that money.
Hook'em 361, Shane's got a question. What's the biggest win you've hit, Shane?
You know, I wasn't a big gambler. I mean, I always was a gambler, like cards and stuff, but I never was big on the casino floor. And then we went up one time, and I was playing digital poker. They had Deuces Wild. And I'm going down my bets. And I was like, I had down to my last $2 bet, and I hit $400, got four deuces. And so we cashed out. It's the first time I ever had Ruth Chris because they have one at the casino. We went over there, ate at the Ruth Chris and everything, came back out. True story, Mike. So I keep hearing this thing over the loudspeaker, and it was saying something about slots tournament, free slots tournament. Well, if you've never been to a casino, you don't know what that means. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm drawn to this thing because I'm day two now. And I said, I got to find out what this thing is. So I go over there and I say, hey, what's this slots tournament I have? And they said, hey, get down there right now. They're taking registration. They're about to close up. And so I didn't even go back. My wife's on the machine. So I know she's going to be mad because I just left her. But I went down to the end of the casino because it was drawing me like a moth to the flame, you know. And they were like, all right, give me your card. Give me your number. Okay, you're next in line. So I'm standing in line, and I get up there, and I realize real quick what I have to do. There's just a circle of slots machines, you know, and they're like, just hit the button as fast as you can. And you got to do it in like 2 minutes or something. So I was like, okay, that's simple. So I'm hitting this button, man, because it finally came up my time. And I'm hitting this button as fast as I can, And I'm watching my name go to the top, you know. And then all of a sudden it hits that one spot. And I was like, holy shit. And I thought I won that flight. But I won for the entire day. I didn't realize I had the highest score for the entire day. So then I have no idea what the payout for this thing is. And about the time my wife comes up and they said, if you win, because there's one flight behind me. And then they were done for the day. If anybody wins there, you're done, you're cooked. But if you win, you win 150,000 credits. And I thought it was $150,000, man. I was texting my boss, see ya. No, I'm just kidding. but in terms of the casino, that was $1,500. So that was a big rip for me. But the trick was when I got this big check and everything, because my wife's now, she's happy with the situation. You can't put it in the cash because it's equivalent to $750 cash. So if you leave it up there, though, and you eat at the restaurants and stuff like that, you can get $1,500 worth of product. So that's what I ended up doing, and they got every damn dime of it back, Mike. It took them about 6 months, but they got me. So that's probably why I'm getting all this free stuff sent back in, you know. So that's the biggest one I've ever had.
Shane's like Rain Man once he enters that casino.
Yeah, it's just, dude, they pump that place with oxygen. You're in the machines. I'll get to a machine, true. if I get to one, because now I like the slots. The older I get, I just like noise and shit. So I get over there and I crank it up. I want to feel that buffalo running at me. You know what I'm saying? And if the machine, if I get to one and it doesn't have the noise, I'm out. If I get to one and I saw somebody just cashed out $200, I'm out because, you know, they got some money. So I've got a system, and I think it's about to hit. The problem that gets me is these casinos, they got these progressives. So as you're playing, there's like a pot of gold and this fat cat's dropping coins, and you're like, man, if that goes off, I win a progressive bet, and that could be a good payout. But, you know, sometimes it's like stuck, and you put like hundreds of dollars in this thing just trying to get this fat cat to do something. So that's the walk of shame when you drop 300, when you finally realize that cat's not doing anything and you cash out and you're just like, man, I lost all this money. So
because of Jeez Louise, the kids at the pools are yelling, Mike, Paul Feinbaum must have arrived.
No. Yeah.
Then how about Bobby G? He says, I once called in sick for work with slot machines ringing behind me. That's a good one.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And then remember that, Cousin Caleb, Mike, the best Irish red ale I've had was at McGuire's English Pub. They brew it in-house, biggest pretzel you'll ever get. I know where I'm going tonight. You know what?
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, I need some cold beer. I need a casino trip. Come on, cousins, let's go. Who's going with me?
Sancho's probably just funded your next one.
Yeah, Sancho's, let's go, man. We're due. We are due. We'll go to whatever machine you want.
All right, buddy. Hey, anything else before we wrap this one up?
No, I'm surprised this worked. When Mike said he was going to shoot from the phone, I was like, all right, I got to get ready for a 45-minute monologue. I probably should have brought some videos up, but no, I appreciate everybody hanging out with us. I'm with you. I don't feel like this is going to be a super crazy week, but I do think we get something. And the 9 game was kind of really what I wanted, you know, to have a better footing for. But we'll take Sankey's comments. We'll dice that up. And then tomorrow we'll have all that for you and any news that we collect. So be sure to hit that notification. We got 2,300 folks in here, Mike. You know, during the summer or the spring meeting. So that's awesome. Please hit that thumbs up. Really does help us out. Share it with your friends and family. And hopefully I'll see you at the casino here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And so I don't really know what we're going to get down here. I'm going to try to get some interviews, but no promises. Cause I don't know how it's going to quite work out. I don't know if people are going to have time. We'll see about all that, but I do have a bunch of plans to hang out with people. And I think, honestly, Shane, I think that's where we're going to get some real information. We're you know, off camera, people will tell me things at dinner or at lunch, and I'll spill the beans on everything they tell me. So hopefully they give us some good stuff that we can share, hopefully on tomorrow's show, because I'll be down here all week. You know what?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of good stuff. This is the one. This is the, like, other weeks kind of suck. I get that. But this is the week you need to have your notifications on, because as soon as Mike gets one of those guys liquored up, he'll be sure to let you guys know what's going on behind the scenes.
I may just jump behind the bar and act like the bartender, you know? I might trade drinks for information, you know what?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Well, no, that's all I got. Guys, thank you for hanging out. Mike, is there anything you want to say before we leave?
No, sir. I appreciate each and every one of you, and we'll catch you tomorrow on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Balls. And I'm supposed to...
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.